The following is a presentation of the Houston Texans.
Tonight on Texans 360, the Texans re-signed Kareem Jackson, plus one-on-one with tight ends coach John Perry. All that and Andre Johnson, Ryan Mallett, cheerleaders, and more coming up right now on Texans 360. Welcome to Texans 360. I'm DP Sidhu of HoustonTexans.com, filling in for Mark Vandermeer, who's probably eating a turkey leg at the rodeo as we speak. But anyway, we've got a packed show for you. As you know, free agency kicked off this week. A lot of things to get to, but first, our very own Drew Doherty caught up with one of the bigger names that we signed this week, Kareem Jackson.
Houston Texan Kareem Jackson. That's not going to change. Kind of nice, isn't it?
Yeah, it's great, man. I'm excited, definitely, to, you know, continue my career as a Houston Texan.
You had a really good last few years. You had a chance to go out on the market and test the market. But why do you stay? Why do you choose to stay in Houston?
For me, it was pretty much a no-brainer. You know, to come back and to continue to build on what we started, you know, last year with Coach O'Brien. You know, to have that opportunity, you know, it was definitely, you know, that's something that I wanted to do. You know, to be around all the guys that I've been around the last 5 years. You know, Jonathan Joseph, you know, J.J., and, you know, Brian Cushing, and, you know, the rest of the guys in the locker room. And, you know, I created a brotherhood with those guys. And, you know, like I said, to have a chance to come back and to be with them and continue to go out and, you know, play ball with them and just continue our friendship is definitely, you know, a great thing for me.
Yeah, you talk about continuing the friendship with that core players and some other guys around them. What might this defense do next year, you know, another year in Romeo Crennel's system?
I think we have a chance to do some special things, you know. Definitely in the back end, you know, with the, you know, the guys that we have, with the, you know, the camaraderie that we formed these last couple of years, you know, we definitely have, you know, great leaders on that defense, and Jonathan Joseph and, you know, J.J. up front and, you know, Brian in the middle. So, you know, I think we have a chance to do some special things, and, you know, to come back to be a part of that, you know, I'm definitely, you know, all about it.
Hey, in 2010, you struggled as a rookie, but the entire defense struggled. There's not a guy on that unit that didn't. You took a lot of barbs. You were a lightning rod for a lot of reasons. But now, with all that in mind, how sweet is a day like today?
Man, it's definitely sweet, you know.
And to be clear, you never passed blame, and you never, like, gave any excuses. You always answered everything.
Right, not at all. I mean, my thing was, you know, I just wanted to, you know, continue to grow and, you know, and get better each and every day, you know. You know, I kind of, you know, pride myself on living on, you know, you know, just getting better, you know, each and every day. You know, everything is about growth and progression, you know, and everything you do with a new job or, you know, whatever the case may be, you know. You just try to, you know, get some tools that work for you and, you know, throw some things out that's not working for you and, you know, just continue to get better at whatever you do.
Awesome. So with growth and progression in mind, you have this contract signed. Do you have your mind on a certain set of shoes, growth and progression growth and progression wise? I'll get that out.
Not really. You know, I'll definitely continue to, you know, keep my shoe collection going. And, you know, I have to look at some other things, you know. But, I mean, for me, you know, I just continue to, you know, live how I've been living. You know, I've been enjoying life, you know, since I've been, you know, in Houston, you know, the Houston Texans. So I just continue to live how I've been living and, you know, just enjoy myself.
Kareem Jackson, congratulations. We'll see you on the field again soon.
Thank you.
It's great to have Kareem Jackson back on the Texan squad. Also great to have back Mark Vandermeer, who joins me now. This week, big news, Andre Johnson gets released. Your reaction to the news?
Well, it's an emotional one, DB, because Andre Johnson has been with the Texans all but 1 year of franchise history. For me personally, I was the voice of the Miami Hurricanes when he was there, winning a national championship. So this is a lot of history you're looking at here with Andre Johnson, the greatest Texan ever, no longer a Texan. At some point, it was going to end, and it ended this way, and it's too bad. But we look back at Andre Johnson, all that he's done for the franchise, showing up every Sunday, putting smiles on people's faces, making great memories for the fan base, and the team moves on now, so does Andre.
You mentioned the fans. How are the fans taking this news, and how do you get the fans to move on from news like this?
Well, I think you got to understand that this is a team thing. This happens in professional sports. My kid cried when he heard the news. Your kid cried. I mean, this happens. Jerry Rice himself did not end his career as a San Francisco 49er. So these things happen in sports. And you look at the team. You look at the good moves they're making so far. And we got a long way to go. This process is just getting started this offseason.
So the Texans move on in the post-Andre Johnson era. How do they do it? Who do you see filling in that spot for them?
Well, DeAndre Hopkins, here's the good news. He's phenomenal. He's great. He had a great year last year, a terrific rookie year as well. He's your number one wide receiver now, and I think that he's clearly a Pro Bowl caliber wide receiver. With what they're doing in free agency, you have to watch that carefully, and then add to that the NFL draft, which will be here soon enough, and it's a very deep draft at the wide receiver position. So I think they're going to have a lot of different candidates who can try to fill those very big shoes. But the way they scheme, game plan, offense, what they're doing at the quarterback position, I think there's still a lot to be excited about here at DB. But clearly, it's an adjustment. There's no question. You have to get over it.
Another thing to get excited about, Ryan Mallett signs with the team this week. Why was it so important to get him locked up so early?
Well, I think it's very important. Ryan Mallett looked so good in that cold November day, kind of like this weather, in Cleveland. And I think that the upside is tremendous for Ryan Mallett. He's what you would call a gym rat in basketball terms. He's always in the building. I feel like I see him as much as I see the receptionist. So it's exciting to have him around. And clearly they got more going on at quarterback. And Bill O'Brien has said previously it's going to be a competition.
All right, we're going to hear from Ryan Mallett and more coming up in Texans 360. But first, your top five videos of the week. Wingstop presents the top five videos of the week on HoustonTexans.com. At number five, a look at Houston Texans cheerleader Madison's calendar shoot. Coming in at number four, this week's edition of Dear Drew. At number three, highlights of new quarterback Brian Hoyer. At number two, Ryan Mallett, one-on-one. And coming in at number one, a look back at Andre Johnson's career with the Texans. To watch these videos and more, log on to HoustonTexans.com.